We're going to study one particular mitzvah, which I feel bridges last week's parsha of Eschanan with this week's parsha's Ekev, because there are two parshas of Kriyat Shema. One is in Eschanan, one is Ekev, and the mitzvah I have in mind is the mitzvah of Mezuzah. In last week's parsha, we read Uchsavtam al Mezuzos Beisecho Visharecha. And in this week's parasha, Ekev, we're going to read Uksavtom al Mezuzos Beisecho Visharecha. So the mitzvah of mezuzah, in a certain sense, is the bridge between the first parasha of Kriyat Shema in Vaschanon and the second parasha of Kriyat Shema in Ekev. Now, you may ask right up front, why do we need two parashas of mezuzah? And the answer is that the Torah said that the mezuzah itself has to be written on a cloth that contains both parashios. It's got to contain the parasha of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, which is from Vaschanon, and Vayim Shemoa, which is in Parashas Ekev. So the Torah repeats mezuzah in two contexts, in two parashios, in order to tell you that each one of those parashios is included in the mitzvah of Uksavtem, and therefore has to be written on the mezuzah. The mezuzah now comprises two parashios, Shema and Vayim Shemoa. And this we'll see codified in the Mishnah in Menachos on Daf Chof Ches. The Mishnah says, Shtei parashios shebe mezuzah ma'akvos zu et zu. And Rashi points out that these two parashios are Shema and Vayim Shemoa. And it's as if the Torah was teaching us that each one of these two parashios is included on Uksavtem, on the parasha of the mezuzah, and the parasha on which the mezuzah has to include both Uksavtem of Shema and Uksavtem of Vahayim Shemoah. And that's how it's codified in Yoredeya, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Pei Hei, Mitzvah Sase, Lichtov, Parasha Shema, Vahayim Shemoah, Lekovam, Al Mezuzas HaPesach. Now, you might ask a more fundamental question, and that is, why are there two parashas of Kriyat Shema? One, the first is Shema Yisrael, the second is Vayim Shemoah. So that not only is the mitzvah of mezuzah a bridge that overlaps and connects the two parashas of Eschanan and Ekev, but also the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema itself. Forget about mezuzah for a minute. The mitzvah of Kriyat Shema has to be fulfilled with these two parashas. One in Vaschanon, Shema Yisrael, and one in Ekev Vayim Shemoah. And the Gemara itself, in Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel, in the name of Rabbi Shuben Karcha, emphasizes that not only do we need two parashiyos of Kriyat Shema, but the sequence is critical. In the words of the Mishnah, Lama Kadma Parsha Shema Levayim Shemoah, Kideshi Kabal Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim Tchila V'Yachkach Mekabal Olav Ol Mitzvahs. So the kishkis, so to speak, the essence and substance of the first parasha is Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim. The second parasha, which we'll read in Mirsa Hashem this Shabbos in Parashas Ekev Yahavta, that is essentially a Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. And first you need Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, and then only then Kabbalas Ol Mitzvahs. And Chazal and the Medrash elaborate on this, that imagine the case of a king who's coming into town and the people want to indicate that they accept him as the king, rah, 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 and they want to hear the mandate of the king, and the king responds, before you hear my mandates, first accept upon yourselves my sovereign rule. And in the Nimshal, first you have to accept Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, that God is your sovereign ruler, and then you're ready to hear the mandates and the substance, the specific expressions of the will of God in the mitzvahs of Hashem. Now that's as far as Kriyat Shema is concerned, both Shema and Vayim Shema playing such critical roles, respectively Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. But the Gemara Menachos, a little bit further on Daf Lamed Dalid, says that the mitzvah of mezuzah, again, the mitzvah of mezuzah, again, is mentioned, as we said at the outset, in two parashios. And the Torah actually says that when the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim, they had to put the dam on the mezuzos, and that would keep the mashchis from coming into the homes of Klal Yisrael and would jump over the homes of Klal Yisrael. So there's no question that the mitzvah mezuzah plays a major role. It's written both, encoded in both parashiyos of Kriyat Shema, and it was given to Klal Yisrael at a moment in time when they desperately needed shmira from the mashchis, and that's what the mezuzah provided. But another dimension of mezuzah, as we mentioned, the Gemara Menachas Lamed Daled, is where to place the mezuzah. And the Gemara establishes that it should be placed on the right side as you enter into the house, which would mean at, when you go out of the house, it's on the left, but when you enter into the house, it's on the right. And this is derived from the word beisecha, because Chazal say read it as bi'oscha, meaning the way you go in. When a person goes in, he usually goes in through the right side. So therefore, he lifts up his right foot first, and then he goes in. That's called derech bi'oscha. And the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Reish Pei Tes codifies this, and he says tzarch lekovo al yamin hanichnas. Cover me small psula. So if you put up the mezuzah on the left side, you were not yotze the mitzvah of mezuzah. Now, in addition to the mitzvah of mezuzah as shmira, as we saw in Yetzias Mitzrayim, it protects the Jewish people. A corollary is what we call Arichas Yomim. The tour in Reish Pei Hei, in Yoredei writes, they call a Zoyer Bo. Anyone who's careful and meticulous about the mitzvah of mezuzah is Yarichu Yomov V'Yimei Bonov. He'll merit longevity for himself and his children. Tchsiv, because take a look at the sequence of the psukim here in Parshas Ekev, in the Parsha of Vayim Shemoa. The Torah says in Pasuk Chav, Uksavtem al Mezuzos Beisech Mishrech, in the very next Pasuk Chav Aleph, we have Leman Yirbu Yimeichem V'Yimei B'neichem. And the smichus, the contiguity of these two verses, the verse that commands us in the midst of Mezuzah, and the verse that tells us that we will be Zoche to Ribui Yomim, for ourselves and for our children, indicates that if we're careful about fulfilling the mitzvah of mezuzah, then we'll be zocher to arichas yomim. Now the Torah takes it in the flip side, which the Torah doesn't spell out, that if eino zoyer bo, if chas v'shalom he's not careful about the mitzvah of mezuzah, then yiskatzru, his days will be numbered, will be limited. And that's called michal heina tashmei alav, that if the Torah says that in order to have arichas yomim you need mezuzah, then it means in the absence of mezuzah you'll have kitzur yomim. And the Gemara actually in Masechta Shabbos darshins that bi'avon mezuzah bonov u'bnosov chashol mesim ketanin, that if we are laid back about the mitzvah of mezuzah, we're not careful, and therefore we are mevatel this mitzvah of mezuzah, that's going to bring about a punishment of misa for our children, chas v'shalom. This is why, for example, in Lubavitch, if there's any sort of a tragedy in the house, they immediately say, check the mezuzahs. I mean, there is reason for that. It's not just a Hasidic, you know, creation. It's really in the Shas itself. And again, all this is based on the Smichus HaParshios in Vayim Shemoa between Uksavtem Elman Yirbu Yimeichem. So on one level, we could say that mezuzah is an important mitzvah in that it's encoded in both parshas of Kriyat Shema, reflecting both Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Ol Mitzvos. And on the other hand, we could say that that mezuzah is so important that it has a certain school of power built into it, a school of power to extend our lives, to protect our lives from dangers like the mashchis, to ensure that our children, our descendants, will have arichas yomim. And if chas v'shalom were careless about mezuzah, the opposite is true. In addition to this, we saw the Gemara that says you have to put the mezuzah on the right side. derech biyoscha. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that even though women are exempt from mitzvahs aseh shel zman grama, that's not true in the case of mezuzah. See, there's another sort of unique aspect of mezuzah, that mezuzah is an obligation incumbent to both men and women. And the reason why we had a havamina to say that maybe women are exempt from mezuzah is because the Torah equates mezuzah with the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But nevertheless, the Gemara says that I'll prove to you that women are included in the mitzvah of mezuzah, because it says, Laman Yirmi Mechem. Do the men need Laman Yirmi Mechem? The women do not. Women also need life and longevity. So therefore, women certainly are included in the mitzvah of mezuzah. And that's codified by the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei, again in Reish Pei Hei. And he writes, Tzarech Lizar B'Mo'ov, call it Zar B'Yarichu Yomov V'Yimei Bonov. So that's what we saw in the tour, and now it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. The Shalom has a very sharp remez for this idea that mezuzah is going to guarantee long life. If you look at the pasuk in Vayeschanan, it says, "Uksavtem al mezuzos beisecho visharecha." The word mezuzos has one vav. It should have two vavs. There should be a vav between the first Zion and the second Zion, not just between the second Zion and the Tav. And according to the Shalah, if you read the word mezuzos without that first vav that separates the Zion, the first Zion, from the second Zion, then what you have is a word that really is made up of two different words. So if you take the Zion of mezuzos and you remove it from the word mezuzos, you're left with mem, vav, tav. Zaz means to move away from something, and mem, vav, tav means misa. So you move away from misa through the mitzvah of mezuzah. And what it really means is that God's protection is there on your house. It becomes your house with the mezuzah becomes an abode for the Shekhinah, and that's going to save us from the Malach HaMavis. The Zohar says that mezuzas is a remez for Zoz Mavis, and basically, the Shekhinah is there in the house as a result of the meticulous observance of mezuzah, and the Shekhinah is going to protect us from the Malach HaMavis. And here, the Zohar adds a few words, and he says, "Ado dechsiv azor hakarev yumas v'asfon de mezuzas inen mamish zoz mavis." So it means that if someone is not careful about the mezuzah, then chas v'sholem, it's a hazara karev yumas. It's almost as if he has no right to enter into the bayis. The bayis is a migdash ma'at. The Jewish home is like a beis hamigdash, a mishkan. And in the mishkan, a zar, if somebody has no right to come in, he comes in, he's yumas, he'll die. And the zaros here represents the, in a sense, the chashon, the pollution of the kedushas habayis, of the mishkan habayis, because instead of putting up a mezuzah, he was careless about the mezuzah, and the shechina is going to depart from his house, and that's going to expose him to be vulnerable to all kinds of attacks of the Malach HaMavis. So we need this protection of the mezuzah. It's going to be zaz mavis. It's going to be ashras hashechina. It's going to be a method, a means by which we transform the house into a makom hamigdash, a place for the ashras hashchina, and therein will be protected. This is, in a sense, the background to our discussion for today. I would call it almost the introduction to our discussion. Our discussion for today is going to be based on a big chidush, a new insight of the Chassam Sofer. As you know, the Chassam Sofer lived about 150 years ago, a little bit more. And we have certain books that were published by the Chassam Sofer himself. One of the most famous ones was the Toras Moshe. His name was Rav Moshe Sofer. But there were Hosafos that were added to the Sefer Toras Moshe by someone called Rav Yosef Naftali Stern. And these were based on either manuscripts of the Chassam Sofer or an oral transmission of the insights of the Chassam Sofer. And we have an insight here that's not officially published in the published works of the Chassam Sofer, but it's brought down in these Hosafos of Rav Yosef Naftali Stern, based on, in this particular case, a Ksav Yad, a manuscript written by the Chassam Sofer himself. Now, in order to appreciate the insight of the Chassam Sofer, which is going to change our understanding of the mezuzah, we have to see one more Gemara in Menachos. I mean, so far we've seen Menachos Chaf Ches, we saw Menachos Lamed Dalet, now we want to look at Menachos Lamed Gimel. And the Gemara wants to know, if you take the bottom of the lowest level of the floor, and you go all the way up to the top of the doorpost, where should the mezuzah be located? And the Gemara addresses this question and quotes Shmuel, that mitzvah lanicha betchilas shlisha elyon. Rashi explains, what does it mean, shlisha elyon? If you measure from the ground all the way up to the top, and you divide that area into three, so you're going from the low all the way to the high, then shnei shlish, when you go up two-thirds, you're up to the shlish ha'elyon, the top third. And Shmuel is saying that the mezuzah should be in the top third of this area, of the height from the bottom up to the top. Rashi says, yimdod milamata shnei shlish ha'pesach, when he goes past the second shlish up to the third shlish, which is called the shlish ha'elyon, that's where he should put the mezuzah. And again, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he codifies in the Yoredei Siman Reish Pei Tes, Eizem Makom Kviyasa, what is the place to set up the mezuzah? B'tchilas shlish ha'elyon gova hashar. And now we're ready for the insight of the Chassam Sofer based on Ksav Yad Kodesh. And he says the following. First, we'll read it in the words of the language of the Chassam Sofer himself, and then we'll try to explain and embellish his words. Ki makom shebali tshuva omdim. The Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Daled that the greatness of a bal tshuva is such that he supersedes even tzaddikim gemurim. There are places where a tzaddik gomer cannot stand. He has no status, so to speak, and the bal tshuva could stand in that place. At this point, the Chassam Sofer is going to plug the mezuzah into the context of tshuva. Now let's try to understand why the Chassam Sofer might be compelled to do so. The human home is the place where we think, we contemplate. In the privacy of our home, we sort of evaluate ourselves and we ponder where we are in the spectrum that takes us from a Rosh HaShoah all the way to a Tzadik Gomor. And the home represents the place for personal avoda, which means to grow, to ascend to spiritual heights. In order to do that, we need two things. Number one, we have to evaluate ourselves and see where our failings are, where our shortcomings are. And number two, we have to do tshuva. Because once we become aware of our shortcomings, we now are ready to improve our lot, improve our souls, by doing tshuva. If we succeed in doing tshuva, then we could reach a level which supersedes even the level of a tzaddik gomor. And that's called makom shebali tshuva om dimein tzaddikim gmurim yicholim la'amal. Now, according to the Chasam Sofer, the first thing that you encounter when you enter into a house is the mezuzah itself. Your goal inside the home in building yourself spiritually is tshuva. So you are what's called a dovke b'pesach ha-tshuva, like we start in our slichos, Imirtz Hashem, which we'll get to in not that long of a time. The Sfaradim already is starting at the beginning of Elul, which is a week and a half from today. But with Dovke, we're asking Hashem to be posech b'shar l'dovke b'tshuva. Now that shar is the shar of Shamayim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we have our own shar down on earth, and that's the shar of the bias. And the bias itself is for us a place where we knock and we enter in order to do tshuva. And the first thing that we encounter is the mezuzah. The mezuzah therefore has to have some sort of message for us, as we are Dovke B'tshuva. We are standing at the Pesach. And as we said before, the mezuzah is going to guard us at the Pesach. It's going to guard the bias. And here's where the Chasam Sofer understands the relationship between the mezuzah and the two parshios, which are written in the mezuzah, which are the parshiyos in the Torah where the Torah commands us to write the mezuzah. And that's, of course, the parsha of Shema Yisrael in Vayeschan and the parsha of Vayim Shema in Ekev. Now, what exactly is the mezuzah's message as we enter into the Pesach and we are knocking on the doors of tshuva? The message is that there is never pessimism when it comes to tshuva. There's no room for yeush, for giving up hope, for despairing. And in the words of the Chasam Sofer, afilu ha'over achamuros kofer b'yichud shmo o b'kabolas mitzvosov, even someone who falls short of fulfilling these two parshiyos of Kriyat Shema, the first of which is yichud shmo, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the second is kabolas mitzvos, which is in volume Shemoa. Now at this point, if the Jew realizes that he has not lived up to the requirements, to the level of the first parasha of Kriyat Shema, Yichud Hashem, and the second parasha of Kabbalah's Mitzvosov, he doesn't want to enter into the house. He doesn't think he has a shot at tshuva. On the contrary, he gives up hope. He has violated the most severe and fundamental averos. Now, the mezuzah says to him, I have a message for you. That if you come into this house, a house of Shechina, where the mezuzah encoded on the very Pesach of this house are the parshios of Kabbalas O Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalas Mitzvahs, you can become a tzaddik gomor. You can do tshuva for these very severe fundamental violations of Yichud Hashem and Kabbalas Mitzvosov. And Hashem says the mezuzah will protect you. The mezuzah will encourage you that you can become as great as a tzaddik. Now, what is the point of the Chasam Sofer? So if you go look at his words, he says that the mezuzah is bitzuras hay. Now what does that mean, bitzuras hay? If you take a look at the hay, in a certain sense, it's like a bias. It has a ceiling, but then it has an amud, and that amud goes up two-thirds of the way till the roof. But the top third is open. Now, if you recall, the Gemara Menachos establishes that the exact location for the mezuzah is in the top third. And now, we look at the tzura of the mezuzah, and the Chasam Sofer says it looks like a hay. Why? Because we have that open space on the top third, and that's where he's going to fill in. That's it, where he's going to fill in the mezuzah. So the mezuzah is that moment, that point of shmira for the hay, which represents the bais. Now, why is the letter hay singled out to represent the bais? So once again, we have to look in the Gemara Menachos, not on Chav Ches, but now on Chav Tes. And the Gemara says that this world was created with the letter He. We know that according to Chazal, in Torah Shebaal Peh, God created the world with the 22 letters of the alphabet. The most critical letter for the creation of this world was the letter He. That's why the Torah says in the second chapter of Genesis, Ele toldos ha-shamayim va'aretz behibar'am, and that hay is a large hay, behibar'am, al tikri behibar'am, says the Gemara Menachos, ele behay bra'am. So if you just take the hay at the beginning of the word hibar'am and separate it from the rest of the word, it's behay bra'am. So the Gemara says, why is the letter Hey so unique? Why was it singled out by the Almighty to create the world with a Hey? And the answer is that the Hey has a tremendous message of optimism. What does that mean? That the Hey is an achsadra. An achsadra, which is literally translated as a skylight, is a place that has no floor. It's not separated by the top floor of the house by a floor. It has a ceiling, but not a floor. And why is that significant? The hay has no floor. Like, take for example the tzadi. The tzadi has a floor on the bottom. The hay has no floor. And not only that, you can travel from the bottom all the way up to the top. In that sense, it's like an asadra. So that if you're stuck in the hay and you don't like the hay, then you go down. You go because there's no floor that's going to protect you, that's going to prevent you and barrier you from going down. And that's how you sneak out of the hay, so to speak. This idea of Harotza Lotzeis Yotze, is indicative of evil. That an evil person doesn't have to go into this house and be bound by the house. He can free himself of the house because he wants freedom. But on the other hand, the hay has another message. And the Gemara asks, "My taima talya kare? Why is it that the leg of the hay is suspended in midair? Right? It doesn't go all the way up to the roof of the hay. And in effect, there's an opening between the top of the regel shel hay and the gag of the hay." The Gemara says, "The ihadar b'tshuva, the Russia who went out of the hay, he left the house. Now he wants to do tshuva ma'ili lei. He very easily could go back into the house. And how does he go back into the house when he does tshuva? They bring him into the Pesach ha'elyon, to that Pesach between the regel of the hay and the gag of the hay." So the Gemara asks, "V'li ayl b'hach? Why can't he go in from the bottom? After all, he left from the bottom, he was a dropout. Let him go in with tshuva through the bottom." And the Gemara answers, "Lo mistaya milsa." In other words, once he sinned and he went out l'tarvus ra and he's evil from the Pesach of the hay on the bottom, he's not going to be able to go back through the same Pesach because his kilkul and the severity of his sin is, what word can I use, is demonstrated, no, I need a stronger word, is announced, it's announced to the world by the Pesach on the bottom of the hay, the opening on the bottom. That itself is his announcement. I'm out of here. I'm not interested in your Shechina, in your Kabbalah, Ol Malchus Shemayim, Ol Mitzvahs. He was Yotzei L'Tar B'Sroah through that Pesach. That Pesach now becomes Mekulkal. You know, he's now stamped it, so to speak, with the personality of evil. However, there is a way to get back into the hay. And that's the Shlisha Elyon, the top third, if you take from the ground the bottom line of the bottom level of the hay all the way to the gag of the hay. If you go up two-thirds, you will be at the level of the top of the regal shell hay, which means the Shlisha Elyon. And the Shlish Elyon now represents a very optimistic message, conveying to the Chote that even though he was Yotzei L'Tar B'Sroah, he was guilty of many severe sins, he went out through the bottom, he's not going to be able to come back through the bottom, because that's already a kilkul, that's a no-no, that's a no-entry. But he can come back in that space called the Shlish Elyon, between the top of the regal Shel Yud and the Gag of the Yud. And here's where the Chassam Sofer has a brilliant insight. He says that if you look at the Tzuras HaPesach of Abayis, then it looks like a Tzura of the letter He. And the place for the mezuzah, the Gemara establishes, is in the Shlish Elyon of the Pesach. So corresponding to that Pesach, we have the letter He. And that letter He, as we said before, has an opening which invites the Bali Tshuva to go in there and leave the secular contaminated life and enter into the life of Kiddush, of sanctity. That's what the Bali Tshuva is yearning for, and that's what the Os He is telling him. And now we see that even Misha Pogam Chas V'Shalom B'Shtei Parshil Shem Mezuzah Shekofar B'Yichud Hashem Miparsha Rishonu Mikofar B'Kabol Sol Mitzvah Parsha Shnia Adayin Yesh Lo Tikun B'Tshuva Likaneis Derech HaPesach Shel Os Hei Ad Kedei Kach Shekol Hashmir B'Bayis Mitzad HaMezuzah Hi B'Zchus Bali Tshuva Shenichlesu B'Pesach HaBayis L'Kabol Aleihem Shuv Ol Malchus Shemayim V'Ol Mitzvahs Ki b'makom sheroy, makom shebali tshuva omdim tzadikim gmurim, einom yicholim lama. So the tikkun of tshuva is when he enters into the house through that opening, and the entire shmir of the bayis, as far as the mezuzah is concerned, is in that top third, which invites and beckons the chote, the rasha, to do tshuva, become a bal tshuva, and in the schus of that transformation of personality, when he becomes a Baal Tshuva and he enters into the Shlisha Elyon, it means that now he has rectified any violation of Kabbal Sol Malchus Shemayim V'Ol Mitzvahs, and now he becomes on a level that's even higher than the level of Tzadikim Gemurim. And all this is because he took to heart the message of the Mezuzah, which is in the Shlisha Elyon of the Pesach, because that Pesach represents the hay, is represented, I should say, by the hay, and the regular of the hay goes up two-thirds from the ground. The third third, which is called the Shlisha Elyon, is beckoning, is calling upon the Rasha to please enter into the bayis. Don't stand at the shara as the Dovke B'Tshuva is concerned. I'm opening up the Pesach HaBayis for you. Make sure to take advantage of that. And that means to do a full tshuva. It means a tshuva even for the most severe averos that were violated. And that's going to bring and elevate the Baal Tshuva to a level that supersedes even that of a tzaddik. In the paragraph that starts Lefi Zeh, he summarizes the Chiddush of the Chasam Sofer, and then in the next paragraph, Omnam, he asks a kasha on the Chasam Sofer. So let's just go through quickly his summary. He says that according to the Chasam Sofer, as a result of the mezuzah, the Tzuras HaPesach of a bias is in the image of a hay, in which the mezuzah is going to be placed on the Shlisha Elyon, which is above the regal of the hay, and that is a beckoning call to the Baal Tshuva, who has violated perhaps some of the most severe averos of the parashiyos of mezuzah, namely, you know, Yichud Hashem and Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs of the various parashiyos of the two parashiyos mezuzah. Yet the mezuzah says, you know what, you still have a tikkun. Just like the Gemara says in Menachos about the letter Hey, that there's an opening above the regal Shal Hey in order to invite the Baal Tshuva to come back into the world of Shmiras HaMitzvahs and to be Metakein his Aver, so too the mezuzah is beckoning to the Baal Tshuva, to the potential Baal Tshuva, to come back through that Pesach, re-enter into the bias where he has all the protection of the Shechina, and the Schus of the Baal Tshuva who entered into the bias and recommitted themselves to Ol Machlus Shemayim and Ol Mitzvahs, that reaches the highest level that supersedes even that of the Tzadikim Gemurim. Ad kan, a summary of the Chasam Sofer. But now we have a question on the Chasam Sofer, because since the Gemara establishes that the mezuzah is on the right side of the door, that's a little bit different than the Pesach above the regal Shal Hei. The Pesach above the regal Shal Hei is on the left side of the letter Hei. So when you look at the mezuzah, you know, if the mezuzah would have been on the left side, it could have represented the regal Shal Hei, because above the mezuzah there's a space which is called the Shlish HaElyon, and that's like the Shlish HaElyon of the Hei above the regal. But the problem is, when we look at the mezuzah from the entry, you know, as we enter in and we see the mezuzah on our right side, that's strange, because since the mezuzah represents the regal Shal Hei, and specifically the space above the mezuzah, which is the Shlisha Elyon, represents that space between the regal Shal Hei and the Gag of the Hei. Well, in the case of the Hei, it's on the left side. In the case of the mezuzah, it's located on the right side. And he tries to answer this question with the Maral Miprag. The Maral Miprag speaks about this Gemara in Menachos, that God created the world with the letter Hey, which has a Pesach above the Regel. And he says something amazing. The Maral says, V'yeshla gam kein Pesach lemala b'tzad yamin. Now wait a second. The Pesach Lamala in the case of a hay is on the tzad small, not on the tzad yamin. What does he mean, tzad yamin? Shem yachziru b'tshuva yamin Hashem psucha lekabel shavim v'asalem Pesach lekabel osam b'tshuva v'olam lamala b'tzad yamin ki yamino pshuta lekabel shavim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Almighty God, Kaviyochel, extends his right arm to accept those who are doing those who do tshuva, and it means that the Pesach is really on the Tzad Yamin, because that's where God extends his hand for the Baal Tshuva. So that opening above the regal Shal Hei is got to be, according to Maral, on the right side. But again, we're not sure exactly how that's so in the physical reality of it, but at least conceptually it has to be on the right side, because that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is welcoming the Baal Tshuva, as we say, Yemincha Pshuta L'Kabel Shavim. So in order to explain this, in the paragraph starting V'nireh, he quotes a pasuk in Dvarim, which says, Ponim b'fonim dibra Hashem imochem bahar mitocha esh. Now, we have a principle in mystical thinking that God Himself is kaviyochel mislavesh in the osios of the Torah. Elsewhere, the Shvili Pinchas addresses an entire essay to this concept of the levush, that the osios of the Torah are levushim. Now, if we would imagine the osios of the Torah Shehein omdos kinegdenu ponim befonim. Each letter is facing us one by one, and we're looking at the facade of the os. Yotzei shetzad yimin shal os hey, who kineged tzad smol shalonu. Okay, what does this mean? Why is it that the right side of the hey corresponds to our left side? Let's just see if we can figure that out. He doesn't embellish this. Let's just see. Just to reread that key line here is Yotzei Shemitzad Yemin Shal Os Hey. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mislabish in the Os Hey, and you're standing in front of him, right? You're the potential Baal Tshuva. So what's really the right side of the hay from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, where he's stretching out his arm, is going to be your left side, because you're looking at the hay from your side, which is going to turn left into right. So that's what the Maharal means when he says that the regel shel hay is on the tzad yamin, right? Because, as we said before, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, this is tzad small, but when you look at it, you're going to see this on your right side, the regel shel hey. So that's what the Maharal means when he says that yesh lehem gam kein pesach lemala b'tzad yamin. And we ask the question, how could there be a pesach above the regel shel hey on the tzad yamin? It's got to be on the tzad small. But the answer is, if the hey is embodying, so to speak, God, so then now the person on the other side is going to see the hay not on his left side, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu's left, is going to be on his right. And now we go back to the Chasam Sofer, who says that the mezuzah, which is placed on the right side, on the top third, kineged pesach, is like the os hay. Why? Because again, we're going to see the Pesach from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's stretching out his right hand from, so to speak, like as if to say, from inside the bias, if you follow what I mean. And now you're entering into the bias. What you're going to see is that the regel shel hey of HaKadosh Baruch Hu now appears on your right side, because from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perspective the regel shel hey is on his left, but from you standing in the opposite direction, you're going to see the regel shel hey on the right side. And therefore the Pesach, the opening space in the Shlisha Elyon, is going to be on the right side, and that's why the mezuzah is placed on the right side, because that's where, in the overall picture of the bais, that's where the space above the mezuzah on the Shlisha Elyon is going to be. Alright, let's move on now to a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, Ge'ar chayas koneh. Now somehow Ge'ar, when you go here in something, you know, you put it down, so to speak, you try to break its gaiva, so to speak. Now the word chayas literally translates as the animal. Kone is something that stands like a reed vertically, straight up and down. So the pasuk really doesn't mean much. You know, you have three words in this pasuk that are very loosely hanging together. So the Zohar takes this pasuk on a very symbolic level. The middle word is chayas, but if you change the vocalization, the vowels, then it's ches, which is the eighth letter of the alphabet. And the Zohar says that the eighth letter of the alphabet represents klipa. Klipa means some sort of a destructive force, a spiritually destructive force. And why is that? Because the ches represents the word chametz. Now, the opposite of chametz, which is the opposite of klipa, which is called kedusha, is matzah. Now, if you notice that two out of the three letters of chametz and matzah are common to both words, the difference is only going to be in the ches, whereas matzah has a hey, which adds to the mem tzadi. Chametz also adds to the mem tzadi, but not a hey, but rather a ches. So the letter of ches represents now the yetzahara, the klipa, those forces in the world that are trying to undermine kedusha. The hay, on the other hand, is the hay of matzah, which represents sanctity. In both cases, chametz and matzah, the mem tzadi are two letters that are common to both of these words. Now let's go back to the pasuk in Tehillim. It says ga'ar. Now, according to the Zohar, ga'ar means to break. We're going to break the ches. The ches is now represented by the kana. The kana is a straight vertical line that goes from the bottom all the way to the top. And now what we have to do is we have to break that reed or that kana, which is a straight line, and create out of the ches a hay, because what we're going to do is we're going to chop off part of that kana, and we're going to open it up to space so that now we have a hay instead of the ches. By replacing the ches with the hay, we replace chametz with matzah, or if you will, we replace klipa with kedusha. Now the opening of the letter hey, we said before, is an invitation by God to the chote that he should do tshuva. And the word tshuva itself, if you separate the first four letters from the last, is toshuv Hashem, meaning return to Hashem. The chote is now being invited to do tshuva, and that's the illusion of the letter hey. So Hashem creates the world with the letter hey to already place into the world a symbolic message to the Russia that he can do tshuva. But the problem is, and that's where the hey is coming with a message of optimism, that the Yetzer Hara and all the forces of klipa and evil, they try to throw man down into the level of Yerush. They try to say that he has no takana, that he's crossed all the red, you know, all the red lines, and he should basically give up on the idea of tshuva. You can't do a tikkun in such a state. And that's called yeish, that means despair. The chote, as a result of the influences of the Yetzer Hara that's thrust him and thrown him into yeish, is that he doesn't have a tikkun. He's lost any sort of sense of self, what we call self-esteem, as far as tshuva is concerned. So the Yetzer Hara is now blinded man, and man can't find that Pesach. The Pesach of the letter hey between the regel and the gag is the space in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stretching, so to speak, his arm out, his right arm, is inviting the Baal Tshuva and saying to him, you know what? Don't give up. There's always room for tshuva. That's the Pesach. And this is the symbolic meaning of the story of Anshei Sdom. You may remember that when Lot runs into the house and he's trying to protect himself from the Anshei Sdom he took in the Malachim. Remember, the Malachim came to visit Lot, and Lot invites them into his house. Now the Anshei Sdom want to break down the door and destroy him. So the pasuk says, "V'hanoshim asher pesach habayis hiku b'sanverim mikaton v'ad gadol." All those Stomites that came to the opening of the door were struck with blindness. Vayil'ulim tzoa pesach. And they were exhausted from finding the opening. They couldn't find the opening because they were blind. But what it means on a symbolic level not a literal level. This is what we call Shivim Parim LaTorah or Pardes. Homiletically, it means they couldn't find the Pesach of Tshuva, the Pesach of the letter He, which is above the Regel Shel He, which tells you that there's always Takon and Tshuva. So what the Yetzer Hara wants to do is to close the door that has an opening of a hay and make it into a ches. If you take a look at the tzur of the letter ches, it's like a rectangle, if you know what I mean. There's no Pesach. So that the Yotzei L'Tahar B'Yisrael, who went below, you know, the empty space, he fell down and he can't go back to that space because he was mekalkalit. He now has no way of getting back into the bias. And this could also be al derech haremez, an insight into the pasuk by Rivka and Yitzchak. It says, "Vatomer Rivka Yitzchak katzti bechayay mipnei benos ches." Now look at that word ches. That word ches, ches can be read as the eighth letter of the alphabet. It's also the name of a nation. So she's absolutely sick of, you know, she's what word can I use? She's repulsed by the Benos Ches, and she's afraid that Yaakov Avinu is going to marry one of the Benos Ches, Chas V'Shalom. And who is Ches? Ches is the letter Ches. That's a closed house. It doesn't have the Pesach that a Hay has. And basically, Ches here, in this case, represents a nation that has no faith in man's ability to be Metaken, his Chet, and do Tshuva. Now, what happens at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim? The people of Israel, says the Zohar, have reached the 49th level of Tumah. That's going to engender Yeush. They're going to be totally despondent and despair of the possibility of Yeush. They're going to be, shall we say, involved in the Ches, or not involved, but their emotions are going to be expressed by the Ches of Chometz. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, replace chametz with matzah. Matzah has a hay instead of a ches. And that hay has the os, has the space, what did we call it before? The pesach, or the avir, above the second shlish. That's going to beckon man to be mesakin his chet and do tshuva, even when he's reached the 49th level of tumah. So that's the os hay of the matzah that's going to replace the ches of the chametz. The ches of the chametz tolerates no pesach for tshuva, whereas the hay of matzah is a welcoming opening. Come in through that opening in the shlish ha'elyon, enter into the bayis and do tshuva. And now we turn to page 3. If you remember, the Chasam Sofer says that the mezuzah is connected in the third shlish is connected that Pesach of the Os Hay, which means that it's coming to beckon and protect anyone who wants to enter the house and do tshuva. Come through that Pesach. The Yetzer Hara wants to be so same that Pesach and convert the hay into a ches. Now, let's understand one particular name of God. There are many names of God, but one of them is Shakai, Shin Dalet Yud. Now the minhag is, which is codified by the Ramah in his Darkei Moshe and Yoredei Siman Reish Peivav, that we put a Shin Dalet Yud on the outside of the mezuzah, not on the inside. The inside is two parashios and nothing more. Now, if the mezuzah has the name Shakai on it on the outside, what is that all about? So the original source for this minhag, which is codified by the Ramah, is the Maram Mirotenberg, who says the following: Muftach ani shekol bayis shemesukan b'mezuzah kilchasa ein shum mazik yachol lishlog bo. The greatest protection for a house against all of mazikim is the mezuzah, if it's put up properly. And the Gemara says about mezuzah, tla'a b'makel, osheinicha achar adeles, sakana v'ein ba mitzvah. Rashi says that if he disqualifies his mezuzah because he put it up with a makel, or he put it on the inside of the house rather than on the outside, it's a sakana. Rashi says, why is it a sakana? Min hamazikim. Sheina bayis mishtamer ba, because since the mezuzah is pasul, it cannot protect the house from mazikin. And that's going to be the unfortunate state of this house if he did not put up the mezuzah properly. The flip side is if he did put up the mezuzah properly, then it's going to be mishtamer, it's going to be a protection. And ein shum mazik yochel lishlok bo. That's the language of the Maram Mirotenberg. Now we have to see, how does that connect to the name of God, Shin Dalid Yud? And he says the following. The Rama writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, minig poshet shekosvin ala mezuzah mibachutz keneged arevach shebein parsha leparsha Shin Dalid Yud. That's the Rambam Hilchos Mezuzah Perkei, the Tur in Yerodeya Simon Reish Peches, quotes the Rosh, Nagu Lichtov Shin Dalid Yud Mibachutz. And the Rambam writes, Masha Nagu Lichtov Zeh Hashem Yosef Mishar Hashem. Why do you choose of all the names of God Shin Dalid Yud? And they Shem Zeh No Trikun. That there's a meaning in the name itself. If you take apart its three letters. And that's Shomer Diras Yisrael. Pretty wild, no? That the mezuzah has a shad and then die on it because of Shomer Diras Yisrael. It's to protect the domicile, the home of the Jewish nation, of the Jewish people. And the, again, quoting the Zohar, he says, "Samuch lePesach mizdamein shade echod," meaning on the outside of your house there's a shade who has rishus to enter in, and this shade stands on the left side of the Pesach. When a man enters into the house and he lifts his eyes and he sees the mezuzah on the right side of the opening, he basically beholds the sod, the secret of the name of Almighty God, the Master of the Universe. And therefore, Ein Hashed Yochel Hazikla, when he comes into the house and he sees the mezuzah and he recognizes that this is the shame of Adono, of the Master of the Universe, at that point the shade becomes totally impotent. Now, the Chidah writes the following, that he thinks that what the Zohar is trying to convey to us is that the name Shakai, Shindal Yud, has to be written on the outside of the mezuzah. And why? It's because the shade is coming outside the house, again on the left side, and we have to counter him on the right side with the mezuzah. Okay, I've never seen this done, but certainly he wants to lift up his eyes and see the mezuzah. The name Shin Dalid and then Yud is going to give us the power to defeat the shade who wants to come into the house and be mazik the house. And the Yetzer will be nichna, will be humbly subjugated, and will not be able to be makatre, to prosecute against the Jewish people. The Yetzer will be batel. The Omar, the high shida yeshlo shin samachay, Shemesim kol echad biyomo, Shemesim kol echad biyomo, Vitzarch lechavin kishem shin dalid, and then a yud, Hu shomer Yisrael. Whoa, that's a heavy, heavy quote. let's see if we can somehow get something out of it. You enter into the house, you look at Shin Dalet Yud, and now you're machnia the shade. The Yetzer Hara wants to now come up in front of Shamayim in the heavenly courts, and he wants to prosecute against you because of your sins. Now, the Omar. Now, I'm not sure who is the Omar going to. Shida Yeshlo Shin Samach He. Let's see if we can calculate this. We have a Yud, a Dalet, and an Aleph. That's 15. Just 1 second. So that doesn't really help us. Ah, I see. Sheyeshlo Shin Samache. I'm not sure what he means. That somehow the protection here is going to be for 365 days of the year. Every day there's a protection. Okay, let's just see if we can read the next paragraph. Maybe it would help us a little bit. He says, Ubi eis asher yikone sa odom v'bayis tzorch l'stakel b'shem shin dalet yud shem mezuz l'asker v'oz yikone hashed mil... Fine. This we saw. Ah, here he adds a little bit. He says, v'tzorch l'chaven ki shem shin dalet yud hu shomer dalsos Yisrael. Right? It's a nutrikim for shomer dalsos Yisrael, which we saw earlier. And he says the following. So again, this paragraph here about Vehayom Rashida Sheishla Shin Samachay, this we're not sure about. Maybe it'll become clearer later on. And he says the following. The name Shin Dalet Yud, which is written on the mezuzah, should be interpreted based on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that we would see a different shtickel Torah of the Chassam Sofer in Drashos regarding our minhag to write on a Sefer Torah the Regel Shel Os Hey Bitsuras Os Yud Velo Bitsuras Os Vav. Right, there are various regulations and customs about how to write the letter. So when we get to the letter He, you have to know the following. You might think that the regal of He should really look like a Vav, which means that it has a certain vertical height to it. No, that's not how we're going to write the regal Shel He. We're going to write it as a Yud. It's going to be very very small, not like a Vav. It'll have very little height. Now, the letter He has two tzuros. You can write it as a dalet with a vav, or a dalet with a yud, meaning the regel shel He could either be very tall, going all the way up, not touching the top, the gag, but it could be like a vav, or it could be relatively short, it could be like a yud. Now, our writing of the regal of Os Hey is Bitzuris Yud, not Bitzuris Vav. And that we saw in the Tshuvas, in the Drashas of the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer wants to explain why is it that the Hey, the regal Shel Hey has to be small like a Yud. Kidei Shapesach HaPasuch L'mal Me'Regal Shel Os Yud, Shel Os Hey Yia Bitzuras Yud. So again, if the regal shell hey would have been like a vav, there'd be very, very little room and a very small pesach lamala for the bali tshuva to come into. But if on the other hand the regel shel hey is like a yud, you've expanded the space through which the Baal Tshuva can enter, the potential Baal Tshuva can enter. Now in Tachnun we say aposech yad b'tshuva l'kabel poshim v'chatoim. Aposech yad b'tshuva, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Barabbas aposech yad b'tshuva. So he's looking at the yud and the dalet. Shekoves tzura shal os hey klula mibeis osios yud and dalet. So the letter of hey is basically a dalet, and then you add the yud as a replacement for the regel shel hey. And why is this? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekabel poshim v'chatoim, right? So now that there's a very wide Pesach between the regel shel yud and a regel shel hey and the gag of the hey, it really encourages many poshim v'chatoim to come in and do tshuva. And that's the yad of tshuva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends his yad to be mekabel poshim v'chatoim. And yad again makes up the tzura of the os hey. Okay, I think what we're going to do is let's take a pause over here. Reading the language here of the Chassam Sofer. He says, Omer ha-posech yad b'tshuva l'kabel posh b'chatom ki hei psucha l'bali tshuva v'hine soda hei hu dalid vav partsufim v'hayoroi lios tsuras ha-hei k'mo dalid u'besocha vav mishum dalid vav partsufim u'mikol v'kom eina osin kein el tsuras yud b'socha. The Ayin Beis Yosef Simon Lamed Vav Hatam Mishum Shekodesh Baruch Hu Choser Chasira Rabba Lebali Tshuva V'yehei Pesach Meruvach V'zeu HaPosech Yad Yud Dalet B'Tshuva L'Kabel Poshim V'Chatoim Pir ShePosech Pesach Shel Yud Yud Dalet Tahainu Yud Dalet Yud and a Dalet, right? The Dalet is the outside frame of the Hay, and then the Regel shel hay is only a yud of a very small amount. Kidele kabel poshim v'chatoim, and that's called Pesach meruvach. Umishum hachi lo nasa Pesach mi dalid vav el mi yud dalid, and that's called posach yad. And that yad is the hay because the regel is only a yud. It's a small to give more of a revach and be warmer and more accepting to chotim poshim to do tshuva. So when we combine the two insights of the Chassam Sofer, right, the Chassam Sofer which we saw in the Ksav Yad together with the Chassam Sofer in the tshuvas, then the mezuzah which is on the Shlisha Elyon, which is connected to the Pesach Shalos Hey, is to be shomer the Pesach so that the Yitzhar shouldn't close it up and make it into a ches. And that's the remez of the name Shin Dalet Yud, which is the notrikun of Shomer Deles Yud. What does it mean, Shomer Deles Yud? Sheshomer Al Ha'os He, which is the Dalet Yud, which is the Yad. It means he's Shomer on that Pesach Rachav Lachzor B'tshuva. And therefore he opens up a Yud for tshuva with a great revach between the yud and the gag of the dalet. And that's going to be shomer, which is the shin of shin dalet yud, and the deles is going to be a yud. Deles means dalet in this case, and the yud dalet, which is the yad of Hashem that's pshuta, means the yud that is the represent, that replaces the vav, which is the regel shel hey, which is the regel to be mashlim the dalet. And that's what the Gemara means when it says in Chagiga Yud Beis that the name Shin Dalet Yud Maidichsiv Ani Kel Shin Dalet Yud Ani Ushamarti Lolom Dai. What does it mean, Dai? Shehoya Ha'olam Misrachev Vaholich. The world was expanding and expanding until finally HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared to the universe, Dai, it's enough. And now we could give a deeper meaning into that. This world, which was created with the letter Hey, as we saw in the Gemara Menachos, Behi Baram, Behe Baram, gets wider and wider, which means that the regal of the letter of hey wants to expand and become a vav. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Die, Dalet Yud." And Dalet Yud means don't become a vav, the regal, but rather remain a yud that's Dalet Yud, die. And the Os Hey now has the Tzur of Dalet Yud in order to offer a greater Pesach, a greater Revach for the Balei HaTshuva. Let's get back to the opening discussion that we had about the skula power of Mezuzah Farichas Yomim, and perhaps we can understand it based on this distinction between Chometz and Matzah, between the Ches and the Hay that we discussed in the context of the Zohar. And let's read the following piece in the Chassam Sofer in Toras Moshe. He says, Omru Chachomim, Chometz b'mashu v'atam hoel shehu b'kareis v'lo b'dili inshimine v'yomru ha'kodmonim remez l'tover ki bein matzah l'chometz eino ela mashu ki bein ches d'chometz lehei d'matzah lek ela mashu v'yomru ani Dahai mashu hainu kichut ha-sara, di yitzara domelu kichut ha-sara, v'yafal gav she'einenu el kisara mikomukom yesh b'neem b'matzah l'chomet shlosha ki Hashem misparo chamesh ki, I'm sorry, ki hei misparo chamesh v'ches misparo shmone v'yelu ha-shlosha she'vimispar ches yisera al hei hainu akina Hataiva vakovo de ispuhu kares deremotzien adam mina olam. So the increment of ches over hay, of chametz over matzah, is the number 3, because hay is 5 and ches is 8, and those 3 represent the 3 things that take man out of this world. Kina, taiv, and kovod, that's kares. That means cut off in this world. That's why if you eat chametz, you're chayv kares. Unfortunately, people are not separated from these 3 elements of chametz, of ches, of kina, taiv, and kovod. So again, the difference between chametz and matz, between the ches and the hay, is the ches being closed on top. Aval mashu ze magdil es hamispar shel. The difference between the regular of hay and the left side of the ches is only a mashu, and that mashu is representative of gimel midos ros of kina, taiv, and kavod, which is the increment of ches beyond hay, and the ches is closed, whereas the hay is open. And it means that these 3 midos take a person out of this world. In other words, this world was created with a hay in order to teach us the tikkun and the tshuva of a chote that can enter into the Pesach above the regal shel hay. But if there's kina, taiv, and kavod, they're going to close up that opening above the regal shel hay, and motzien es ha'adam in ha'olam. Now they take man out of the created world, the world that was created with a hay. And let's now just simply review quickly the 3 chidushim, the insights that we saw in the Chassam Sofer. Number 1, that the mezuzah is located on the Shlisha Elyon, which parallels the Pesach above the regal shell hay, and that's where the Baal Tshuva goes in. Number 2, that the letter hay is the tzura of a dalet yud, to leave over a very open, larger space between the regal and the gag, so instead of being a dalet vav, it's a dalet yud. And number 3, the difference between hay and ches is 3, representing the 3 midos that the ches adds to the hay, and that's the midos rolls of kin and taiva cover that are motzina sada mina olam. And we can begin to understand how and why the mitzvah of mezuzah is a skula farichas yomim, because since the mitzvah is to put the mezuzah in the top third, and that's going to protect the Pesach of the letter Hey, meaning from the regal of the Hey to the Gag, and make sure that it's not sosum, it doesn't get closed up with the Yetzara, who's going to make it into a Ches through the Gimel Midos of Kinetai V'Kavod. Therefore, the mitzvah of mezuzah is a school of arichas yom. It's going to protect man that he shouldn't fall into the trap of kina taiva v'kavod, which takes a person out of this world, but rather he'll stay in this world and he'll have arichas yom. I think at this point we'll stop. There's still more, but we have the general idea of mezuzah. We should be zochet to the mitzvah of mezuzah and to arichas yomim. And to all the brachas of all the Tariq mitzvahs, to Kabbalah, Sol, Malchus, Shemayim, old mitzvahs, Keni Ratzon, Amen.